Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Louisiana has filed suit against the federal government for changing its Title IX rules to protect LGBTQ students from discrimination. State Attorney General Liz Muro says the new rules disregard the concept of a person's biological sex and provides protections based on gender identity.
This administration wants to change the meaning of words and in doing so change the entirety of federal law. That's not how this works. Congress writes the laws, not an administrative agency or an administration.
The Louisiana House has approved a bill that would prevent transgender children from using the bathroom that does not align with their biological sex. Director of the Forum for Equality, Sarah Jane Guidry, calls it harmful legislation and says it's why the U.S. Department of Education needs to protect transgender students.
We have trans youth where 35% of them are reporting that they're being harassed in their bathroom or in their facilities because of their identity.
Buc-ee's is one step closer to reality in Louisiana. The State and Federal Highway Administration and the City of Ruston signed a memorandum of understanding. Mayor Ronnie Walker is excited about the impact the popular travel center will have on the area.
For 15,000 cars to stop in Lincoln Parish, specifically in the city of Ruston, between Grambling State University and Louisiana Tech University, it's going to be huge.
It's expected to break ground later this year and be open next year. And because the Pelican State is located along two major migration routes in North America, State Tourism has launched a new interactive website. It's birdinglouisiana.com. Doug Bourgeois with the Office of Tourism says it's a one-stop shop for bird watchers.
We actually try to point people to places where they can actually get a glimpse of any of the over 470 bird species in Louisiana. So the sites I'm talking about are actual places for birders to visit all across Louisiana.
That's birdinglouisiana.com. LRN.